Warning, the following podcast may prove to be informative and educational, but it is guaranteed to be entertaining. Welcome to Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Now here's your host, Jonathan Oakes.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name's Jonathan, and today is another special puzzle episode. It's not really a puzzle this time. It's more of a set of questions that we're going to challenge you to try and answer. If this is your very first time listening, I would encourage you to check out one of the previous shows that was released on a Monday. Our primary schedule is to release our standard show on Mondays, and when we can, I love to release bonus episodes on Thursdays. But if you want to get to know the show and understand how things work, definitely go check out a Monday. This last Monday was TW90, Fight for Your Right. Awesome episode. Highly encourage you to check that out. Okay, before we do anything else, let's find out who our winners were from last week. Thanks once again to Lita George for creating last week's Planet Esoterica puzzle. I thought it was very good. I really enjoyed it. And I'm happy to announce the winners. In first place, the first person to answer correctly was Kurt Pop. Congratulations, Kurt. Kurt has been on Trivial Warfare before. He was in the infamous Rob Cesternino slaughter episode where he was unceremoniously slaughtered by Rob Cesternino. But this kind of makes up for that. Kind of. In second, we had a team of Neil Fisher and Ken Pendola. Neil and Ken worked together to get the answer. Great job, guys. That one wasn't easy, and you guys nailed it. And last but not least, in third, we had Scott Barber. Scott, as you know, has been on the show multiple times, both as a host and a contestant. He was a finalist in our Trivial Warfare Listeners Tournament. Fantastic job, Scott. If you go out to the website right now, TrivialWarfare.com, you will see a picture of Scott who was teasing me by wearing our Trivial Warfare t-shirts at a Boston Red Sox game. Even though he's a Red Sox fan, I still like Scott. So go check him out on our front page. And I'm pretty sure you guys want to know how that puzzle worked. So here's how it was. We played clips from a list of songs, and the songs basically gave you both instructions and information that you used to solve the puzzle. You'll remember in my lead-up, I mentioned that there was a clue. The MP3 message was labeled Ignore Sally, and I said that it was a message. So here's how it worked. The first song was called Add It Up by the Violent Femmes. This was indicating that you needed to add up the numbers that would follow. The next song was Car Radio by 21 Pilots. So you start with 21. In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans gave you 2525. 99 Luftballoons by Nana gave you 99. 1,000 Years by Christina Perry gave you 1,000. 19 by Paul Hardcastle gave you 19. The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars gave you 30. Down by 311 gave you 311. That's What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction gave you 1. And then we threw you a bit of a curveball. The next song was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. That's right, there's no numbers there, but there is another command. Joy Division means we want you to engage in some division. And the next song was New Year's Day by U2. So if you added up all of the numbers before the word division, you got 4,006. And if you then divide 4,006 by 2 from U2, you get the number 2,003. This is where an important piece comes in. The clue at the beginning saying Ignore Sally was the name of the MP3 refers to a mnemonic, PEMDAS, which tells us in what order we're supposed to work different parts of a math problem. PEMDAS stands for Please Excuse My Dear Aunt Sally. There is Sally. And it stands for parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, and then addition and subtraction. Obviously, if you used PEMDAS correctly, you would end up dividing the last number before division by 2 and getting a totally different answer. But if you ignore PEMDAS and you do everything in the order that it was presented to you, you would get the correct answer. The remaining 3 songs in the message were the postscript of the message, essentially. They were the closing of the letter, for lack of a better word. So the closing said, "Call Me" by Blondie. So "Call Me." "Always" by Atlantic Star. And then the last song was "Lump," the Presidents of the United States of America. So essentially, you were listening to a message that said, "Call Me, always, the President of the United States of America." And which President of the United States of America did we want? Well, that would be the one from the number you got earlier in 2003. That's right, guys. The correct answer was George W. Bush. W. I was impressed, guys. I think a lot of you guys caught on. In case anyone wondered, if you struggled with this, totally okay to use Shazam. If we're doing a puzzle like this, where we're giving you a week or an amount of time to try and figure it out, you can use whatever resources you want, unless I say otherwise. So if anybody was able to do this without any kind of help, you are amazing. Congratulations. Or if you used help, that's A-okay too. No big problems. Okay, so congratulations to everyone who figured it out. We're ready for today's puzzle. Today's puzzle is a little bit different. It comes from Russ Friedwald, and it's not really a puzzle. It's more of a straight-up contest. We have 10 questions. They are kind of, sort of, your standard trivia question, except the difference is that they aren't going to occur super easily, or they're not going to be super easy to Google the results, because it's not just who was this. You're going to have to figure out things. So here are the rules. You can use almost any tools, websites, apps, etc. to help you get your answers. Knock yourself out. One exception. Please do not use any image search tools that let you drag an image into the search tool and return results. Truly, if you're doing that, you're taking all the fun out of it for you, and you're taking the fun out of it for me too. So let's avoid using image search tools that tell you who the image is of. Other than that, you should be good to go. Rule 2, questions are written to be intentionally challenging, considering the resources that you have at your disposal. This week's might be a little bit easier, but we're going to have a couple more of these, and they'll get a little bit harder. And I want you to send your answers in on a single email to trivialwarfare@gmail.com. You can only answer once, and anyone who gets all 10 correct will be congratulated on next week's bonus episode. So it's not a limit. If you turn in 10 correct answers on your first try, you're going to get congratulated. You are one of our winners. Hope that makes sense to everybody. Good luck. Here's question 1. I have provided an image of 4 famous people, and you can see those pictures over at trivialwarfare.com/puzzle. That's trivialwarfare.com/puzzle. You'll use that link for 3 questions in today's episode. I want you to look at those pictures and tell me the name of each person's mother. That's right. There are 4 pictures. You need to give me 4 mothers' names. Question 2. What do the following songs have in common? "Love Story" by Taylor Swift. "Don't Fear the Reaper" by Blue Oyster Cult. "Fire" by Bruce Springsteen. And "Love Kills" by the Ramones. All right, question 3. Please complete this sequence by filling in the blank. "Catwoman," "Dirty Love," "Basic Instinct 2, "I Know Who Killed Me," "The Love Guru," and blank. All right, question 4. Number 21 fixed something number 18 did 16 years before. What was it? Question 5. On July 8th, 2005, Larry Walker did something in San Francisco that no other St. Louis Cardinal has done before or since. What was this feat? Question 6. I've posted a picture over at trivialwarfare.com/puzzle under the label of question 6. I want you to tell me what controversial book released in 2003 featured this photograph on the cover. Question 7. Where would you find Mae West, Bob Dylan, Marilyn Monroe, Lenny Bruce, and a Snow White figurine? Question 8. If Holtsville, New York is the lowest, and Ketchikan, Alaska is the highest, where is the average? Question 9. What brand's product label tells consumers what is inside the container in English, German, Spanish, Italian, and French, in that order? And lastly, we have one last picture clue for you. Over at trivialwarfare.com/puzzle, you'll see a question 10 picture. This man's name made numerous appearances in David Letterman's top 10 lists during the 1990s. Who is he? All right, guys, that's it. That is the whole game. Be sure to check back with us next Tuesday to hear who your winners are and to check out another set of questions. Good luck, everybody. This has been a bonus episode of Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Trivial Warfare. To learn more about the show and become a warhead yourself, visit TrivialWarfare.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or in any other good podcast app. And find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Trivial Warfare. This episode edited and produced by me, Joel Sharpton. Find help with your podcast at JoelSharpton.com.